producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
We're here today with Jeff Walker. How are you, Jeff?
I'm great, Robert. How are you doing today?
Good. And Jeff is the head of Fisher-Price as well as HIT. So let's just get started. Fisher-Price, venerable brand founded in 1930. Talk about the brands and the operation that you oversee.
Well, Fisher-Price is located in East Aurora, New York. The brands are the Fisher-Price brand itself, and then other iconic brands like Little People, Power Wheels, Thomas the Train, Imagine X, a great portfolio of brands that fit underneath the
Fisher-Price
Builder. Bob the Builder, which will be coming back this fall. And a great portfolio of brands that fit underneath the Fisher-Price umbrella.
Now, let's talk about, you had been in the industry with Mattel for many, many years. April 1st, 2013, you take over Fisher-Price. Talk about the state of what Fisher-Price was in when you got there and what your thinking was on what you had to do from a strategic standpoint.
Yeah, I moved from the UK business we have to East Aurora, and it was to run Fisher-Price. And the challenge was a business that had been in decline since 2007. What do you need to do to turn it around?
And so you're saying decline since 2007, so 7 years of declining revenue?
Yes, sir. And so that was a challenge. And so go in, evaluate what's going on, knowing that our product development cycles typically run about 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So the next product that I would be able to impact was spring of 15, so the items that are just starting to trickle out right now. And go in and evaluate what's going on. Where do I need to fix? What's the right culture? What's the right innovation? And when you've had that many years of decline, it's really an overhaul and a transformation of the business, not just a turnaround. So we focused on three primary things, which was fix the culture and reimagine what it could be, really work on the Fisher-Price brand and what it stood for in the marketplace and who the consumer was, and then finally innovation and really overhauling all of our innovation practices across the campuses.
Okay, before we talk about culture, brand, innovation, which we'll get deeply into, how did you actually go about when you got there? This was your first time. You know, what did it feel like, and what were your actual actions you took to understand the depth of what was going on systemically?
Yeah, it was dive into the business and at all levels. And
so financially, by meeting with people, executive team,
Design teams. I love to sit down and touch and feel the products. Go out to the retailers and talk to them about what the issues are. Go meet with your designers and see all the products that they're working on. Have a review with your ad agencies on their marketing campaigns. What's worked? What hasn't? Talk about who the consumer is and how that shift has been going on. And spend that kind of first 90 days really deep diving into everything going on with the business. Marketing strategy, culture, people. What's the energy like? I do a thing, I still do it now, with a campus of 1,400 people. How do you get to know people? So I take eight random people to lunch.
All different levels.
How
do you select them?
My admin does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have a say in it. Sometimes I'll get emails, hey, when do I get invited? And I invite them then. But it's eight random people and say, what's on your mind? And probably one of the great moments was I was with one of our designers, and I asked him what the favorite product that they ever worked on was, and nobody was ever naming anything.
That's a great question.
Favorite product that makes you most proud, and not by success, but by one you made a bet on, that you took some risk. And the scary part was nobody at Fisher-Price talked about anything in the last 5 years.
Wow. So that's a telltale for you.
And I asked one of the designers why, and he goes, we've become a group of singles hitters. Now, you're a sports guy. You get that. That means they weren't swinging. They were taking the easy right. road, the conservative road. There was no risk. And that's terrifying when you're running a business.
This is fascinating. So really, I love the idea of the getting the eight people randomly, and then it sounds like you were a little bit like Tom Hanks in Big going to FAO Schwartz.
Yeah. Well, you gotta figure out what inspires people and what drives them and where they're going to take the business. And so we it was great. And you just talked about where things were. Excuse me. And what they were proud of. And you found people are pretty honest with you.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jeff Walker, who is the head of Fisher-Price. And so now we're talking about this turnaround when you came in early 2013, the great challenge you have of an 18-month window to develop new products. But you said you really focused on things like culture, brand, innovation. Let's take culture.
Yeah.
What do you do to a culture where everyone's saying, like, hey, we our biggest hit and nothing was within the last 5 years? What do you do with that culture?
You challenge people and you let them take bets. And we did a product review of everything they are working on. I made them show me new things that they hadn't shown. We challenged price points. We create a $100 item in a course of a couple of weeks that we launched in fall of 14 in a short window, just to let them try again. And we had three new items. One I took over that were for 14.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of them made it into the market, but we talked about it openly and said, you know what, 1-for-3 is not a bad ratio when you're making a bet.
If you're a sports guy.
Yeah, and when you're making a bet on innovation and risk, you're not always going to be right in that decision.
Right. Most venture capitalists are looking at 1 out of 10.
That'd be a great ratio. And so we kind of targeted and said, hey, in the employee updates, 1-for-3 is great, guys. And we were working at a pace that was really fast. So that taught people that it was okay to take risk,
mm-hmm.
and it was okay to fail. And because I think that was the hardest part, is people were afraid of failure.
Now, when people failed, what happened? Would they be punished? Would you have talks with them?
We celebrated failure, fast failure.
Right.
Don't keep running into the wall.
Right.
Admit that you missed. It's okay. And you move on. Chasing failure is what they were doing before I got there, which was, I have an item. It's not getting listed. I don't have retailers excited about it. But I'm going to keep trying and keep trying
right.
and keep trying. Move on. Focus your energy on new, on the next innovation, on the next segment.
If you were talking about one word that defined the culture prior and one word that defines Fisher-Price culture now, what would those words be?
I would say conservative prior.
Right.
Aggressive is how we are now.
Okay, I like it. Okay, now let's talk about innovation. So that was one of your second components.
Yeah, innovation, when you talk about the products and you hear me get energized about it, is at the end of the day, we're a product company and you have to have amazing products. The first thing I did was get a new head of design. We had a person who was running one of our design teams here in New York City. I convinced him moving to Buffalo was a really great thing. And so from the big city to the small town, and he has come up there and just energized people. He is a phenomenal design inspiration leader, challenges the look, the tone. We overhauled all the industrial designs, the form factors, the curves, the angles. And you think about how the iPhone has recreated the mm-hmm. looks of mm-hmm. phones. We realized a lot of our products didn't have those new looks, those new lines that the iPhone and other common tech has. And how do you apply that to big to infant toys? And if you think about the item I always make fun of in our campus, we had a cell phone. And it looked like the old Miami Vice cell phone, the big clunky thing. And to a modern millennial mom, design matters. And design is a very important function. And so she wants her baby to push buttons on something that looks like her iPhone. It can be a toy version. That's okay. But to give them one that's not relevant to her, it looks like Miami Vice, not going to get you there. And when we design other things for the house, the baby room decor, she wants room decor, not just toys. So she wants things that fit within her house, that fit within the design elements of her house. And that was a big shift that Mark brought to the table to really really challenge his design team to think about what this millennial wants.
What does the millennial want most? I hear the word simplicity.
Simplicity.
And elegance.
She wants, to her, millennial mom, from what we hear in the baby side of it, mm-hmm. design matters. She wants really well-designed items that match up with her house, that don't look like a big giant toy sitting in the middle of the living room, that look part of the living room.
Interesting.
And that was one of the big challenges, is overhauling a lot of our form factors and a lot of our patterns and design and the materials to fit within home decor, not fit within fashion.
So you've about 20 seconds left. How would you define the design, if there's anything core to Fisher-Price right now? I know it fits within. Are there any key words that might
help? Well, we just talk about elevating design is the word we use a lot. Mm-hmm. And how do you bring this higher form and higher form factor to everything we do?
That's great. This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Jeff Walker. We're talking about reinventing a venerable company and focusing on...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jeff Walker, who is the head of Fisher Price. And we were talking about reinventing design, and we were talking about that's innovation, that's culture, and the third component of your brand turnaround from when you came around on April 1st, 2013, after 7 years of consistent decline in revenue, is really brand. And you have a huge brand background, especially in the toy business. Talk about what your thinking was on the transformation of the brand at Fisher-Price.
Well, when I joined and I started talking to the people and talking to the agencies, it was clear we weren't talking to the right consumer. We were still talking to Gen Xers and the way that they wanted to be.
How was that clear?
We were regular traditional TV advertising. Mm-hmm. We had a .com and a small Facebook. We weren't really embracing social media.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about who's having kids right now, that's a millennial. Mm-hmm. And so we had to transform how we were going to talk to them, and then what we were going to say and who and how we were going to say it. The how we were going to talk to them was going out on Pinterest, on Tumblr, on other relevant social media platforms. The millennial mom wants to learn about motherhood from other moms in social media more than she wants to see an ad saying, here are the functional benefits of product X. And so it was very important that we changed our message delivery as well as the message.
Mm-hmm.
And so the delivery was about the social media and where we're going. And then the message itself was a transformation of the company, which was we started going back to the roots of what Fisher-Price stood for originally when it was first founded, was about early childhood development. And we had lost our way. And we had just started talking about toys and the benefits of the toys and the ABCs and 1-2-3s, but really getting into what early childhood development means, which is everything from how they learn, how kids develop, what are the stages they go through as they transform from 0 to 1, from 2, you know, walking, crawling, talking, all those amazing moments that milestones that moms go through. And we had to make sure that we were communicating that.
That is fascinating. So that's really the swing for the fences, where you're talking about taking a company that had become a toy manufacturer and now moving it into the early child development.
Yeah, the millennial wants brands that add meaning to their life. And so that was key. And we really kicked this off in October of 2014 when we signed Shakira.
Mm-hmm.
And Shakira actually sought us.
The Barefoot.
Yeah, the Barefoot Foundation. You know, everyone knows Shakira for her music side. But what she's amazing is she's a new mom. She's the most relevant social media mom on the planet. She has the largest group of Facebook followers, Twitter followers, etc.
About how many, do you know?
Significant number.
Okay. And it's growing every day, I bet.
Yeah, it is. She does an amazing job. And she's global. And she hits all different cultures and nationalities. And so she came to us, and we developed a line of products where the proceeds go to the Barefoot Foundation. And it's a great partnership where she talks about early childhood development, which is what the Barefoot Foundation stands for, and in partnership with Fisher-Price.
It seems that many companies are moving into becoming societal brands, and that's what millennials want. So that's really what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so we continue the Shakira partnership into this year, and we'll continue to tell that story. She's a great advocate for the brand. And she has another child on the way.
There you go. So this is Robert Greece. We are speaking with Jeff Walker, who is the head of Fisher-Price. And we're talking about a transformation of culture, brand, and innovation, and really becoming an early childhood development type company versus a manufacturer, and connecting with millennial moms. So you had a huge background in marketing at Mattel for many years, and you did a lot in Europe as well. So what were some of the challenges experiences or lessons you learned, mistakes you went through during that whole time that helped you in becoming better and moving into the head role?
Yeah, well, I spent 15 years in marketing in our corporate in Los Angeles. And I was asked to go take a general management role in Europe, running our UK office, Eastern Europe, and opening our Russia operations. And it was the first time for me going into general management, and it was an amazing learning. As you get out there, you're dealing with all levels of people, not just marketers. The marketers that we have in Los Angeles are mostly MBAs from top universities. And so it's how do you energize and motivate an entire group of people towards a focused set of objectives. And I think that was probably one of the bigger challenges getting over to Europe was picking a business that we were going to go after, not trying to do too much, and keep people focused on three or four things and do them exceptionally well. And I would say the first couple months you're trying to do everything. You're the new guy on the block. You want to show everything that you're doing and all the growth. And it turned into how do you just do a couple things really well? And as you start knocking those down, pick another thing and pick another challenge. But don't do too many at once. And if you do those really well, you can grow the business. And we're really, really positive growth while I was over in the UK. We grew over 10% each year in a core established market. And really one of the big bets we made was on the Internet and betting on Amazon and other .coms. That sounds simple, but it was build the whole infrastructure of digital assets and how you communicate and how you get your search engine optimization. And we picked and drove that home across every factor we had.
It's interesting. I know Meg Whitman had said on the show a little while back the same thing about having a defined focus. I want to ask you about global reach and your insights. Having worked specifically in Europe and globally to a great deal, what insights do you have on growing a brand globally?
I think it's key. On Fisher-Price, what the brand stands for, the millennial mom is fundamentally the same around the world, but what she wants out of the product slightly changes. And I think you have to acknowledge that. You have to get out into the markets and see what that consumer is about. You can't sit in your corporate office in whatever place you're living in the U.S. and assume you understand what the Chinese mom or the Brazilian consumer wants. You need to get down there and go touch and feel, go to retail, see how they're shopping, see how they're buying.
And you personally?
Yeah, I go do it all the time. I love getting out into the markets and seeing what's going on. I think I challenge my team to always get out there. For instance, for Fisher-Price, we know the Chinese mom is all about child development in that early phase, so it fits with the brand. But we've had to alter my message a little bit because it's about learning there.
Mm-hmm.
So in the U.S., our messaging is all tied to best possible start. We believe Fisher-Price can give you the best possible start. In China, it's called Play IQ. By playing, you'll develop your IQ, which for moms is so wildly relevant and important. And unless you got out there and knew that, you just try to push best possible start everywhere in the world, and it wouldn't translate as well. And we're having phenomenal growth in China behind Play IQ.
That's a fascinating concept about understanding, being out everyone in the market and knowing that. So finally, you've a little less than a minute left. What advice do you have to CEOs, to business leaders, to entrepreneurs about growing a successful brand and turning it around, really transforming it?
Yeah, well, listen, the people in your business and on your team probably can give you some great insights as to what's going on because they've been living and breathing it for a while. And that's why I do my lunches, listen to what people are saying and then act on it and pick a couple of key things on your business and bet on them hard and give people the right. And if they miss, that's okay. Celebrate failure once in a while because that gives people the inspiration and passion to go drive new innovation across the business.
Well, great having you on the CEO Show, Jeff.
Hey.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Entrepreneurial CEO Show. With my co-host, Ralph Anderson, CEO of The Green Group, we'll interview great entrepreneurs who will share insights on innovation, overcoming challenges, and building success. For commercial-free podcasts of all your interviews, go to www.greenco.com. Hope you enjoy. And we're here today with Paul Massey. How are you, Paul?
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
And Paul is the CEO and co-founder of Massey Nacko. This is a very different type real estate firm in a highly competitive market. Talk about your specific brand and what you do.
Well, we've had a lot of fun. We started our life at CB Richard Ellis in the investment sales department. CB, back in the day, had a very Procter and Gamble-ish approach to business. They were very focused. So, you know, P&G would take a young kid right out of college and say, there's your town. There are four supermarkets in that town. We want you to get 50% market share in our product category. Simple mandate, understandable mandate. CB was wired like that back in the day, where they would focus people geographically, town, county, marketplace, and they would flood the zone with specialists, industrial brokers, retail brokers, investment sales brokers, and we knew that was their model. My partner, Bob Nackle, who I founded the business with back in 1988, we didn't know each other, but coincidentally, both of us worked at CBRE as college kids and in mature markets. Bob grew up in northern New Jersey. I grew up in Boston. Those offices were mature. We could see their model work. So when we got to New York, there were 40 or 50 people in the office leasing business, and we were the youngest people there by a lot, and we said, how are we going to differentiate ourselves? We volunteered for their investment sales platform, which they were just starting up. So we knew their model. They looked at New York as potentially a unique place. They were a West Coast firm. They didn't know what to make of New York City. And you would have thought New York was sophisticated, institutional. It was the Wild West. So we said, hey, guys, here's your playbook where you focus on geographic territories. You're big on product control. We're going to control the sell side only. And that discipline laid out over the market was fantastic. We had a great time and gobbled up a big market share position.
When you first started out as being one of the co-founders, did you come in with your own financing? Did you have to raise capital? It's always interesting, especially where you are 25 years later, to look back and, you know, just tell the audience how it went, how you started, and some advice on that.
Yeah, when we were planning on, first of all, we went to the president of CB Richard Ellis at the time we were contemplating leaving, and we were de facto running our sales group. We had built it up to about 16 salespeople. We had a broker every 15 blocks in Manhattan, so we were very concentrated, but that ended up being a great size market. We went to the president of the company and said, you know, we're de facto running this group. You're not paying us to run this group. Most of the people you hired are okay. Some of them aren't so okay. So how about giving us some hiring and firing power? And you can lay on your corporate overhead, make us a separate division, and but give us a little piece of the profits from our group. And he had 50 offices nationally. Probably every one of those offices had a top broker suggesting a special, you know, arrangement with the firm. So he very politely ignored us. We left. We were 27, 28. We went down to Chemical Bank and asked for a loan so we could start up our business. They laughed at us. No track record, no loan. So it was, scratch together our own resources, a small office, and off we went. It was great. That was 1988. Soon thereafter, the real estate market collapsed. This is one of our first big inflection points. And when we left CB, the boss at the time, was dealing with a lot of challenges because of the market, because it was New York and he was trying to build it. He was pretty unhappy that we were leaving, and wanted to squabble with us over our residuals, which were significant at the time. We wouldn't fight with them. That was one of our big lessons that we took away. We purposely wouldn't fight with our old friends on the way out the door, and thank goodness, because they shuttered our department a year later, started outsourcing business to us, and to this day they're a significant referral source in our niche. And just looking back, that never burn a bridge lesson was huge then.
You know, it's funny, when you said starting your firm in 1988, the first thing that came to my mind was the SNL crisis, because that was right there at the time. So your model, the model you must have had in place must have worked for you, because you had the Resolution Trust Company. You had everything exploding at that point. So,
well,
that must have been a tough time for you.
Stock market had collapsed in October of 87, Black Monday, was it? But the music kept playing in New York. There were all kinds of speculative office buildings built. We used to call them see-through buildings, see-through no tenants. And we, in 1989 was our best year ever. We were still the top brokers at CB. We never worked there one day, just on the residuals. So things were moving along. 89 was a great year. 1990, the music stopped. This year we'll probably be lucky and sell 500 investment properties in New York City. That year we sold 3 buildings, each of them under $2 million. So we were dying. It was a challenging time.
You obviously had a great success as a salesperson, if you would do the residual income coming in 1989, and also you've hired people who have been very successful at the 15-block radius, and I know you have a highly disciplined model. What is the secret to having someone be not good, but extraordinary in sales?
A lot of people think that being a salesman, you need an effusive personality. You're the guy who walks into the party and the person everyone wants to talk to or talk with. That is not what sales is about. A salesman, a great salesman, is a disciplined pipeline manager. We have people at our company who I could introduce you to who you would think not a salesman. Bookish, introverted, but they are quietly competitive, driven, and they're insanely disciplined at running the pipeline that is their business, from prospecting to reaching out with mailing materials to our potential clients, to presentation skills, to executing a transaction, and that's who wins in our business. Someone who is driven. A lot of times we're looking for that Division I athlete, that lead in the school play, that person who's put themselves out there and had high level achievement with leadership. Achievement and leadership are different words to us, but I think that that kind of person will understand the fundamental thing, which is that you don't show up on Saturday to play the football game without months of blocking and tackling and practicing, and you get the point.
I just want to go back to a question I asked earlier, and then you responded. But 1990 was a tough time for you. It's good for the audience to hear how you got through it, because you started your business, you're 2 years into it, then the whole Resolution Trust SNL crisis takes place, and your model had to be impacted by that. So how did you get through it?
Hugely.
And you only have 1 minute to tell.
We've had 3 times when we thought it was over. And you've got to make decisions when you hit that point. Oh, the 1990, when we were running out of money, it was, we were too young to really be scared. We didn't have heavy overhead at that point. But failure wasn't an option then. And we started working our credit cards. And we ran them up, and we got to the point where we were panicked. We knew we didn't have much left on them. And we kind of always had a sense of when the market might come back. But we were 6 months out from that coming back. So we went to a bunch of clients and asked for money, and ultimately got a lot of no's. And my stepfather lent us $75,000. We went to him and said, He was a very successful mortgage broker.
We're about to go to a break now.
Got it. Anyway, we said, we'll give you a piece of the company. He said, no thanks, and you'll hate me, but I'll lend you the money. I know you'll pay me back early.
So you learned that lesson. You borrowed the money, the $75,000. Did you pay that back?
On time and early.
Okay,
yes,
good,
sir.
Good. And I bet that helped your home life, too. And on that note, off to a break, and then we're going to hear more about overcoming challenges and building a great corporate culture.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Ralph Anderson back on the Entrepreneur CEO Show. We're here today with Paul Massey, and we're talking about a business that you really founded, overcame many challenges. I think that you said sold 500 buildings this last year.
Yep. Yes.
Is that about $2 billion in
Yeah, total? Exactly. Yes.
Talk more, what advice you have to entrepreneurs in terms of succeeding in business?
We've had some major inflection points with the business. For the first 10 years, we would say to each other, let's grow the business. And every year, we would get back to work. We were, you know, you've read these business books where the baker is working in the bake shop and the he's not working on the business, he's working in it. That was us for the first 10 years. We hired a salesman a year and really became very frustrated. At one point in around 2000, so 11, 12 years in, a national company calls knocking and says, you know, I think our gross revenues at the time were $5 million. They say, we'll give you $6 million for your business. Sell us your business. And we said, well, why are you overpaying? And they said, yeah, you're right. We're overpaying, but we're going public. We don't have New York. You guys came up clean. We're interested in your model. And so we actually shook their hand. We accepted out of frustration. And the minute we shook their hand, we knew we've got unfinished dreams. We have all these regrets. There was nothing about them. They were fine people. But we were sitting there. We're handshake guys. So we're like, how do we unshake their hands? And there was no way. But a week goes by. So this is the spring of 2000. Wall Street, another inflection point, throws up all over itself. The multiples change. And we get a phone call from them. Deal's off. We're just going to open up a small office. We were thrilled, thrilled.
They broke the handshake.
They broke the handshake. You know when you're in a business, when you're in a job interview or an important meeting, you remember every word someone says. We remembered everything they asked us about, what they cared about, what they didn't care about. So they gave us a roadmap. So we said, all right, let's get at it. Let's start doing things. You know, this one broker a year that we're adding, let's get a recruiting director. How about creating a great funnel of great people? How about, you know, a CFO? And so I'm not on the dining room table, you know, with my checkbook every Sunday. I should be out playing with the kids. How about a training director? And every single time we did something, the business popped. And this, the beauty of this is the wind was at our back. It was 2000 through 2007. You could do no wrong, and we were exploding. It was fantastic.
So in a way, them talking to you helped your business going forward. Sounds like you in a huge way, right?
Hugely, hugely. Our revenues by 2006 had gone up 11, 12 times. It was fantastic growth. Not without growth challenges, but
Did you stay in touch with them by any chance? Did they even know that you had they had any impact on
Absolutely.
Your dreams?
They're in the market, and they're our friends. And
That's his first thing.
Yeah.
Don't burn bridges.
Well,
Don't fight with the friend.
Right.
So I want to ask you about the culture here. You have a unique culture. It's highly disciplined. How do you hire people? And you talked about where you recruit from, the athletics, the lead to play. And how do you maintain the integrity of the culture and build it so you could continue to grow? Because now you have four offices.
Yeah. The culture is important. A fundamental platform of geographic focus and only repping the seller or the landlord in a financing or a landlord in a leasing is highly unusual in our industry, where many of the competitors represent both sides, represent buyers, represent tenants, have bank corresponding relationships. Those fundamental things that we geographically focus and share between the geographies and only are on one side of the transaction are the foundation of our culture here, which is very collegial. We have, if you've got a big originator and a salesman, the interesting thing is that they can have a dominant market share in their territory, but oftentimes they have what we call their second territory, which are the other 1,000 people who don't own buildings in their territory. Their lawyers, the accountants, the architects, all the associations that they've made in business. Our best salesman makes 70% of their origination from those relationships. So they dominate their geography, but they're rainmaking all over the city. And we've got a sharing mechanism that has evolved here so that, you know, I've never worked at another place other than here in CB, but I hear that the biggest competitor can be in the desk next to you. So we've got this collaborative nature culture where we don't have nobody in our company has an office. Everyone is out in a trading floor style.
Not even you?
Especially not me. I wouldn't enjoy it. I sit right in the middle of the sales staff, right in the middle of a trading floor, and I love it.
Okay, so what people want to know where real estate market is going, how to succeed in real estate. Now, you're in one segment of it, but what advice do you have from corporations looking to invest and grow to a family who's looking to invest, buy a second house or something like that? No. How do you know where the market's going? What are the key indicators you look for?
You can't, you know, it's like everything. You can't time the market, but this currently is the best market that we've ever seen. And I think that's great. I think it's got legs. I think we have several years to run. I think that the Manhattan market, where we're...
Is that what you're referring to? Where Manhattan, the city market? I just wanted...
Yeah, the Manhattan market is red hot, and I think we'll be stable. I think the boroughs all around the metro area, New Jersey, are have a lot of growth potential because they came back a touch slower out of the recession than Manhattan did. Manhattan snapped back. So I think there's significant housing development potential. If you're a local investor and you want to dive into the metro area market, I think you should seriously think about affordable to middle income housing all around the boroughs. We have a huge housing need. We've got 3 million housing units in the city. Every demographic expert says we're going to get another 1 million people in the next 10 years. You know, if you do the 2.5 people per household, we need 400,000 units. And, you know, we've got an aging and very old housing stock here, 70 years old.
There you have it. And in summary, for all the great entrepreneurs out there, you've heard from Paul Massey, and some lessons are add people at the right time because you could grow geometrically. Failure should never be an option. And the key to successful sales is having a disciplined pipeline manager. And finally, don't fight with an old friend, or another way of putting it is never burn a bridge. Great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Be Chief Non-Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.